You're tuned in to Visionary Fundraising. I'm David Oakes. Today we're talking about a ballooning priest's fundraising event that killed him. Talking about that and event fundraising. Glad you tuned in. Fundraisers struggle to find the strategies and the confidence they need to see their mission fully funded. I help fundraisers lean into their visionary capacity, say thank you, tell stories, and get happy all the way to the bank. Stay tuned for today's show. To fund a spiritual rest area for truck drivers, Father Adelier Antonio De Carle tied himself to over 1,000 party balloons. After taking off in a chair attached to the balloons, he reached an altitude of 6,000 meters before losing contact with authorities. According to Wikipedia, Carle's flight equipment included a parachute, helmet, waterproof coveralls, GPS device, mobile phone, satellite phone, flotation device, chair, aluminum thermal flight suit, and at least 5 days of food and drinking water. In a few days, they found pieces of the balloons floating in the sea off the coast. And 3 months after Carle's fundraiser, they found his body floating in the ocean. True story. Carle's story is an extreme example of the high price of event fundraising. An overemphasis on event fundraising can kill your major gift fundraising. Many major donors don't give as they could to the causes they love because they've never been personally asked to. Instead of doing the hard work of identifying a donor's interests and passions and creating an ask that's tailored to them, fundraisers will instead invite major donors to their event. Then they'll spend a great deal of time and money organizing the event. A rousing program is delivered along with an activity or a delightful meal. A celebrity, local or otherwise, gives an inspirational talk. The event comes off flawlessly with a return on investment, ROI, of about 1 to 2. A 1 to 2 ROI means that for every dollar raised, the true cost is 50 cents. Here's something you should know. Statistically, it's true. To raise $1 in a fundraising event, it will cost you 50 cents to raise it. For every dollar you raise, it'll cost you 50 cents. And after the event, here's the horrible part. The major donor goes home and not much has changed in their relationship with the organization. Yes, stewardship has happened, but not much more. I'm not saying that nonprofits should abandon event fundraising. I am saying that you should understand its true cost. Event fundraising can be a very important part of a full-scale fundraising program, but you should never overemphasize events for fundraising. A few years ago, an organization hired me to help them with their fundraising efforts. Their biggest source of income was an annual dinner. They always hired an in-demand speaker and caterer, sold tables, and they rejoiced at the money that came in. Their second biggest source of income was an annual golf tournament where participants paid to take part. Everyone always had fun, and the money went toward their annual budget. They hoped that I would help them do more and better fundraising events. When I probed them about their return on investment, the ROI for these events, they couldn't see the proverbial trees for the forest. The only thing that mattered to them was that they made money from these events. They couldn't see how they were doing a lot of work for comparatively little money. Planning this event for hundreds of people was gargantuan. It took a lot of work. For months, their already overworked staff slaved overtime hours over the details of the venue, the catering, the ticket sales. Board members all took an allotment of table sales to their friends in the business community. It was a lot of work, but everyone knew the result would be $150,000. I challenged them to be sober and understand that the ROI for most fundraising events is about 50%. I'll put a link in the show notes and you can read it. Don't take my word for it. Read it from others. But that means for every dollar you raise, it will cost you 50 cents. After analysis, we found it was true for them. The cost of their annual $150,000 fundraiser was truthfully around $75,000. They couldn't see that they were on a fundraising treadmill built on scarcity. Hard to believe, but trust me, mediocre fundraising success can actually keep you from exceptional fundraising success. It was impossible for them to see that $75,000 was just a little bit of money compared to what they could have been bringing in. Yes, $75,000, it's a lot of money, but compared to $1 million, $75,000 is small. The $75,000 this organization received from this event intoxicated them and kept them from seeing that with the same amount of work, they could have been receiving much more. Their goal was to wear themselves out doing more $75,000 events. Somewhere along the way, this organization began to believe that rather than exciting people by talking about the awe-inspiring and important work of their organization, that they should entertain people with some good food or a little fun in exchange for money. At some point in their history, they accepted the thinking that people won't go for the serious conversations, that they would rather be entertained for an evening. And when some money came in, it cemented them into a nonstop treadmill of bake sales and black tie galas. With the $75,000 they spent to make money at that event, they could have hired an advancement director for an entire year, maybe. This advancement director could have shown up talking to donors and inspiring them through meaningful stories and following the strategies that I teach in the Minor Touches Major Impact Fundraising Method. Their income could have doubled, tripled, even more. To this day, that organization squeaks by on the $250,000 they get from their events and some grant money. And you should know, they all live exhausted. One more thing. They hate fundraising. In his book, Developing the Leader Within, John Maxwell tells a story about a headline of 300 whales that suddenly died. The whales were pursuing sardines and found themselves marooned in a bay. And Frederick Braun Harris commented, "The small fish lured the sea giants to their death. They came to their violent demise by chasing small ends and by prostituting vast powers for insignificant goals." Folks, listen to me today. You gotta get this. Many nonprofit organizations prostitute their vast visionary fundraising abilities for short-term limited success. It happens all the time. Think about it. The content of most events is geared toward the event and not the organization's cause. It's about the run, or it's about the golf, or it's about the speaker. This brings the donor to the event thinking about the event, not the mission of the organization. And the event is geared to a one-time small transaction at the event instead of a larger ask. Your major donors are more likely to give less at your event than they would if you approached them face to face with a personal ask. Why is that? Maybe it's because the group dynamic of your event diminishes the energy of your donor's relationship with your mission. In a large group, your donor might think, look at all the people involved in helping this mission. They don't really need me to engage, not at a high capacity level. Of course, the opposite could happen. They could get caught up in the energy of the crowd and decide to take part. Just be aware. The key is be strategic in your fundraising event if you're going to do them. The aim of your event should be to provide content that matches your donors' interests and inspires them to donate more and more towards your mission. And create an ask at your event that's big enough to cover the sum of individual asks that you would have made to those major donors. You're leaving money on the table if you present a $75,000 need at your event when the sum of what the major donors in the room could have given was $250,000. Lastly, in the program to your event, you will want to make your ask in such a way that it clearly communicates to your major donors how much you need their generosity. Okay, I've got my point across today. We're talking about the high price of event fundraising. I'm not advocating that you throw your events away. I'm just telling you, be aware of how they can cost you or how much your real expense is. Okay, my book is out. Click the link in the show notes. You can go to Amazon and buy my book, Visionary Fundraising. I have spent a year and a half, close to 2 years, pouring out my heart and to give you this book so that you could lean into your visionary capacity. Go grab it. If you'd like to, you can get it there on Amazon for $20, $19.99. If you like reading the digital version, you can click the link in the show notes and I will sell you the digital version plus some bonuses for $4.99. Pretty good deal, I think. Okay, until next time, listen, don't forget who you are. You're special. You're a visionary. The world you see doesn't exist yet. You're inviting people today into the world you want to see created tomorrow. All right, God bless you. See you later.